This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Terry Boyd's World, starring Terry Boyd.
Oh my God, have I been abducted?
And Jeets.
I'd probably bite my finger off because it'd be so delicious.
Terry Boyd's World, mornings, 92.3 KGON.
Late yesterday afternoon, there was another plane crash. This one was in Scottsdale, Arizona. It involved a plane that was owned by Vince Neil of Motley Crue. Now, Vince Neil was not on that plane, but the plane, when it came into land, the front landing gear apparently broke. The jet skidded into other parked jets. Mm-hmm. His girlfriend, her friend, their dog were on board. They survived. One person did pass away in the plane crash. You make an assumption maybe it was a pilot, since that's what hit the plane. They haven't released the name. His girlfriend, 5 broken ribs, had to be, I don't know if she was AeroVac, but she had to go to the trauma center. So did her friend.
Yeah, you know, as this, so obviously planes crashing now is a thing and is all over the news. You know, you had the tragedy there in
D.C., Philadelphia.
You had it in, there was another one in Alaska.
Right, yeah.
And then we find out about this Arizona one. So I'm just like, wow, this is crazy, right? Like, I mean, there's plane crashes in the news like every other day now. I was even more surprised when I went on, you know, so I'm reading it. And when I started reading about it, there were not a whole lot of details.
Right.
So I was like, man, that's unfortunate. I hope, you know, nobody died. But I was even more shocked when then later, probably about an hour later, I went on Instagram. Which, by the way, you can follow me at Jeets Radio. And I saw Tommy Lee post, you've heard about the plane crash in Arizona. It was a plane owned by Vince Neil. And then he starts kind of explaining. I'm like, wait a minute. This is directly connected to Motley Crue?
Right.
Like, I mean, and then so obviously you start reading about it. And he's like, Vince wasn't on the plane. He owned the plane. We believe that, you know, significant others are injured but are going to be okay. There appears to be some kind of fatality, but nobody directly linked to the band, though that doesn't, you know, make it less sad. But I don't know. It's just kind of a, you just don't expect when you read something like a plane crash, then later Tommy Lee is the one reporting
right.
right. the details,
that,
you know.
That is the surreal part about it. So I was following the same way yesterday, and the details were, you know, very few and far between. And when it came out that it was Vince Neil's plane, I was talking to my wife. I'm like, man, you know, you always think that they're a super successful band and that they've made a lot of money. I go, their lifestyle is so different than, like, yours or mine, right? Like the chances of us getting in a car accident every day are whatever they are, right? You know, you're driving to the store, you know, your wife goes grocery shopping or whatever might happen. their world is, why don't you and your friend take the jet, take it out to Scottsdale, I'll catch you later this week, or whatever the case might be. Because Motley Crue's not on tour right now, are they?
I think they're doing a few select, some of these big festivals.
But, as I was talking to my wife about it, I'm like, yeah, that's probably their lifestyle. It's, I want to get out of, I think Vince lives in Nashville now. It's going to be snowy and cold. I'm going to go to Arizona for a couple of days. Take my jet. If he has a jet, you would assume possibly every member of Motley Crue has their own jet. I don't know. I just found it kind of fascinating, right? Because if somebody said,
are we transitioning from a plane crash to your jealousy of not having a jet?
No, I'm not jealous. I'm just saying. What I'm saying is, I was curious as to why Vince wasn't plane.
I did
make a very bad assumption when. When Vince wasn't on the plane, I made I'll own this because that's the only way I can keep from burning in hell. Maybe not.
That sounds like, speaking of planes, sounds like you're in line to buy a first class ticket.
On those small planes, they have weight limits as to, how much.
Oh, no. You're going to hell for sure. Straight to hell. Now, I think where you're going is that Vince wasn't on the plane because he's too fat. Is that what it is? I mean, these planes can hold, 300 pounds of cocaine when smuggled from Colombia. But Vince can't sit on it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.